everybody. This is Coach Alonda Brooks, the Becoming Coach, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have a phenomenal guest, Ms. Stephanie Patton. Ms. Stephanie Patton currently serves as the school leadership coach for the Columbus City Schools. She has been educated for over 25 years, the last 16 of those years serving in an administrative role. Her approach to education is reshaping how Black girls learn, lead, and leverage their voice. She is featured in the film Push Out, The Criminalization of Black Girls in Schools, for her widely respected transformative leadership as a principal in the Columbus City Preparatory School for Girls. Along with transforming the way girls are educated in school, Stephanie has also worked for the Ohio Department of Education as a turnaround specialist, where she transformed low-performing schools to high-performing. She received her bachelor's degree from the Ohio State University, a master's degree from Xavier University, and is currently pursuing her doctorate from Concordia University in educational leadership. She also has her superintendent's license from the Ohio State University. And insider edition, she used to be my African-American studies teacher, which I am privileged and honored, and she definitely shaped my future. So I'm honored today to be in this role to host her, and I'm definitely proud of her and all of her accomplishments that she's accomplished since being my teacher. So welcome to I Am Becoming. It is a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Congratulations on your new promotion. You were formerly a principal, but now you are a liaison of education, which is awesome and amazing. What does that exactly entitle further than principalship?
So as my tenure as a principal, there were a few things that I was known for with my strengths. One was school improvement and turning around low-performing schools, and the other is really my affinity for Black girls and making sure that they achieve and are exposed to areas of STEM and reducing out-of-school suspension and giving them healthy alternatives to finding their voice and using it to implement change. And so with that, the district created leadership coaching position where I will be going in to help other principals develop strong systems and build successful schools. So I will be taking my work along with the district's vision and mission and coaching principals, to become successful as well in their position.
That is super awesome and amazing. How do you feel about the current state of education, especially with the pandemic going on right now?
I think that this is a major opportunity for educational institutions to implement change. The world is changing. How we learn is changing. What jobs are out there are progressing. And so we really have to start to prepare our children for this new future. And unfortunately, COVID hit, but what COVID did was push us into another area of how to educate a student. And so for us, it is a learning experience. I do feel that we will recover and be better for it. But right now, it is drastic change in a short period of time.
So we are going to go to break. We'll be back to I Am Becoming with Dr. Stephanie Patton. Thank you.
Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience.
Thank you.
everybody. It's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Welcome back from break. You are listening to I Am Becoming. I am your host, Alonda Brooks, and I have Ms. Stephanie Patton with me, and we are talking about the current state of education and how to propel our children forward, especially our Black young women. So what are some things that parents need to know, and what can we do for ourselves and children to have a smoother, successful school year?
I think that's a great question. The first thing is we need to do mental temperature checks when our children are waking up and preparing for the day. There's a lot of anxiety right now. There's a lot of isolation because they're not at school with their peers. They can fall into some depression type symptoms. So to do a temperature check on how are you feeling today. Also have a comfortable learning space, whether that is the dining room table with signs and supplies and things of encouragement, maybe some of their favorite items around them, so that they really are feeling comfortable when they're learning. I think these things would help make sure they have snacks so that they keep their energy up, appropriate healthy snacks, obviously, and making sure that when they're allotted breaks, that they really do take a short break and not switch to their phone or another device, but to give their eyes a chance to rest and maybe to get some fresh air, take a walk to the backyard. But I think doing these things and just keeping that environment positive will go a long way with the learning.
I know that, like I stated at the top, that you were very influential in my shaping from the ninth grade through my 4 years of high school. I know that you have a big vision moving forward. Tell me about your vision to motivate teen girls, and why do you think journaling is effective for their age demographic?
So, you know, being a Black girl is hard. Society doesn't always show you the love that you deserve. And so there are a lot of things that have to be built into Black young ladies. And so those affirming thoughts, those visionary thoughts, those goal setting, that mentorship, these are very important attributes to help young ladies navigate through this world politically, socially, emotionally, and academically. And so one of the things that I found beneficial and research shows is that when you journal and you put your thoughts down and you're able to reflect, it is a mechanism to help release some of those, you know, thoughts or anxieties that you have. It helps you organize. So that you're acting not only on emotion, but you're acting on reason and research and academic ability. So I think that the importance of journaling is that it's a record of who you are so that you don't forget who you love, which is yourself, and to really keep what you aspire to be at the forefront. And it's something that you can reference every day.
That is dope. What makes you most proud and continues your passion for education?
I think what makes me most proud is what most educators would say, is to see people that you have sown into do so well and even surpass you. And so when I see success stories like yourself or other students who are doing great things, then I feel like my purpose is being served, because you never know why we're here on earth, but it may be to develop that one person who takes it to the next level and who may cure cancer or who may win a Nobel Peace Prize. You just don't know when you're sowing into people. So I think the thing that makes me most proud is when I see my students flourish, when I see teachers flourish, you know, and now hopefully to see the principals that I serve flourish in that role so that they too can help you know, students through their educational experience.
You have made a major impact, as also myself and other students that I'm still in touch with that you have taught. So I want to say on behalf of them, thank you very much for everything that you poured into us, and for the future that will come after us. Thank you as well, because you have made a tremendous impact, and it's been very influential as well to see you pour into us, but also to become. I think that you are exactly the reason why I created this particular platform and why I will definitely do my academy of I Must Become, because you are truly the epitome of what becoming is and how it is so important for you to become, because you have to reach out to help somebody else become. So I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know that the other ones of us that stay close to you are grateful as well, as I look out and I see people that have also followed in your professional footsteps as well, that you closely mentor. It's really refreshing, you know, now that I'm a mom, that you will be influential. I know that my little cousin is actually up in the Columbus School District, so I'm grateful that, you know, it is like a seed. So thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And I'm so excited for your journal to come out. I definitely will be the first one to purchase for my two daughters. So I'm going to have you come back definitely in the beginning of the year to promote your journal. It's going to be awesome and phenomenal. And I know that it will make a major impact, as you have already, for others.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I do have a website, ironbutterflyevolution.com. And you can definitely go to that website to get more information about what I do. Besides my job as a school leadership coach, this is for the community, for parents and students. And so I'm building ironbutterflyevolution.com.
Absolutely. That's amazing. So if you guys are aspiring to go into education or you need further mentorship, definitely look into that website. You can follow me at I Must Become, the number one, on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook at Coach Alonda Brooks. You may email me at I Must Become, the number one, at yahoo.com to be coached, be mentored, or consulted. I am rooting for you guys. Remember, it is never not a time to become, and don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind. I love you. Join me back here next Sunday at 3 p.m. and become. Peace.